Hello, can I speak to Robert?
Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Sam. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, what did you say it again? Go ahead, keep talking.
Thank you. So I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask just a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. My name is Sam, like I said at the beginning. So can you please tell me if does anyone in your household works for the media outlet, including radio, television, or internet?
No, nobody does, no.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I'll have to go wait and see what happens. Did you put the poop
okay.
in? Oh, honey. Is it in the rubber stone?
So will you definitely vote or probably vote?
I will probably vote.
Okay. Thank you. Can I know what's your age, please?
No, I don't tell that.
No problem. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No, I don't. That's a personal question. I don't answer those questions.
No problem. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'd say right in the middle.
Okay. But if you have to choose either very satisfied, or very dissatisfied, which one would you choose?
I'd say satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or the organization, please also let me know. So what's your opinion about public school teachers from 0 to 100?
60.
Thank you. What about the U.S. Department of Education?
50.
What about Moms for Liberty?
What?
Moms for Liberty. That's the name of the organization, I guess?
Never heard of it. No.
Okay, that's fine. What's your opinion about public schools?
90%.
You said I'm sorry?
90.
Thank you. What's your opinion about Joe Biden?
50%.
Thank you. What about woke culture or woke ISM?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
No problem. What's your opinion about Donald Trump?
0.
Thank you. What is your opinion about the National Education Association or NEA?
I don't know what it is.
Okay. And charter schools. What's your opinion?
50%.
Okay, thanks so much. Let me move on to the next question. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
Probably getting worse.
Okay. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? You can rate these topics, each of the following topics, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public school prepared them very well, 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, And zero means that public school do not prepare students at all regarding the topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10. So here's the first one. Develop critical thinking skills from 0 to 10.
Five.
How long do you think they prepared?
Five.
Five, okay. What about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
Five.
Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
Six.
Thank you. Develop social skills.
Five.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market.
Five.
And be ready for higher education like college.
Six.
Thank you so much. Moving on right now. We are right now at 50% of the survey. That means that we're almost finishing, okay? Thanks
yeah,
again
yeah,
for your...
Yeah.
I will. Now, would you say that you stayed... your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Right amount.
Thank you. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? You can tell me a lot, a little, nothing at all.
A little.
Okay. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little, thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Here's the first one. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty and uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat disagree?
I disagree.
Okay. Now, about teaching critical thinking skills requires that teacher challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or just agree?
Just agree.
Okay. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you
agree?
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public school. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school, do you support or not support it?
Support.
Strongly support or just support?
Strongly.
Okay. Increasing discipline in schools?
Strongly support.
Okay. Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality?
I strongly agree. I think. Okay. I don't know.
All right. Now, adding an ethnic studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Agree.
Okay. And making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they say as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues?
Agree.
All right. Thank you. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishment of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please.
I don't want to do any more, okay? I'm tired of talking to you, okay?
Ma'am, we are right now finishing. We're just 81%. That means that we're almost done. Only 3 more questions and we're done, ma'am. So if you can help us, I would really appreciate it.
It's been over 10 minutes, for God's sakes. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks, ma'am. I appreciate that. Now, history teachers have responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Is this a convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing argument?
I don't think they should do it, so I don't know what the answer is to your question. I don't think that should be.
So would you say not at all convincing then, from 0 to 10?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think it should be done. I don't think, you know. So whatever you say.
Okay. Now, working for diverse classroom and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. So, is that convincing or not at all convincing?
Convincing.
Okay. And we don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. Is that something very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am.
That is?
Well, I can continue, ma'am, but if you tell me, I can stop. Because we have some pending questions here.
You said it was only, and you've gone, this is the fourth one. I'm tired. I have to go now. Bye-bye.
No problem.